Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The top U.S. intelligence chief says he is more convinced than ever that Russia used cyber attacks to meddle in last year's presidential election. We get more now from VOA's Michael Bowman.
Intelligence Director James Clapper told senators the Obama administration's report on Russian cyber snooping will be issued next week and will leave no doubt about Moscow's intent to impact the November election.
This was a multifaceted campaign. So the hacking was only one part of it, and it also entailed classical propaganda, disinformation, fake news.
The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, John McCain, has labeled Russia's cyber attacks an act of war, but one the United States invited by letting its guard down. Donald Trump tweeted Thursday he is a big fan of U.S. intelligence, but the president-elect has questioned the need to receive classified briefings and repeatedly dismissed the intelligence community's conclusions on Russian hacking. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Police in Bangladesh today say they have shot and killed two suspects in last year's brutal attack on a cafe in Dhaka. While Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, Bangladeshi officials say the attackers were members of the group Jamaat-ul-Mujahideen Bangladesh, which had been banned for 10 years. At least 9 people were killed and a car bomb exploded in a coastal town in Syria. It was the first such explosion reported since a new ceasefire was implemented last week. The ceasefire excludes extremist targets, including rebel-held territories on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. This is VOA News. Leaders of ethnically divided Cyprus will resume reunification talks Monday after negotiations broke down last month. The Greek Cypriot and Turkish Cypriot leaders agreed to meet in Geneva to discuss the state of the negotiations and to exchange views on how to move forward in the interest of reaching a comprehensive settlement as soon as possible. Talks are aimed at drafting an agreement on how much territory each side will control in an envisioned federation. The past week has seen Gambian President Yahya Jammeh's rhetoric grow increasingly defiant and hawkish as his government clamps down on dissent. Ricky Shryak has more from Dakar.
Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has continued to dig in his heels with less than 2 weeks to go before the scheduled inauguration of President-elect Adama Barrow. Jammeh has shut at least 3 private radio stations and, according to local news sites, authorities have arrested people wearing T-shirts with the slogan, Gambia has decided, a known statement of Barrow supporters. The head of the Electoral Commission fled to neighboring Senegal after Jammeh said in his New Year's address the elections chief had falsified results. Jammeh added that no one would cheat him. It was seen as a veiled threat. Ricky Shryock, Dakar.
Japan has temporarily recalled its ambassador to South Korea because of a Comfort Women statue installed in front of the Japanese consulate in the South Korean city of Busan. Comfort Women is the euphemism for women from across Asia who were forced to provide sex to Japanese soldiers during World War II in frontline brothels. A Japanese official said today the placement of the statue was extremely regrettable. He said Japan has also been halting economic discussions with South Korea and suspending talks on a new currency swap arrangement. Tokyo stocks fell 2% in early trading today after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Twitter the Japanese automaker faces a big border tax if it goes ahead with plans on a new Mexico plant. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga refrained from making a comment on the Trump tweet, but told reporters Mr. Trump is a seasoned businessman and knows what is best for the industry. Toyota in Japan had no comments beyond what it released in the U.S., which did not directly address Mr. Trump's tweet, but stressed that Toyota had been in the U.S. for 6 decades and that the Mexico plant will not affect jobs or production in the United States. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.